good morning, you. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got the sunshine, 70 degrees. Welcome to this Tuesday edition of The Morning Show. Well, we got to talk real estate, and in here talking with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
We were talking about the Blue Angels, and it was like the Fargo Air Show this past weekend. And just watching them practice is amazing.
It really is.
And I was told that sometimes when they fly in formation, they're like, their wings are like 6 inches apart, and they can fly with that much precision. It's like incredible stuff.
It's really amazing.
Yeah,
I don't know how they do that.
I'm guessing lots and lots of training.
But still.
Yeah.
But you got to not make a mistake in training.
No, exactly. And I'm thinking, what if somebody sneezes? I mean, it's that precarious.
Mm-hmm.
But fun to watch. Let's talk some real estate here this morning. What's going on? I'm seeing by your Facebook, Sherry, you got some nice listings out there.
We've got some nice listings out there, and actually we have two more coming, one in Breckenridge and one in Wahpeton. So we're excited about the listings.
And the prices okay?
Prices are okay.
All right. Steve, numbers.
Oh,
you're our numbers guy.
A hair down.
We'll take a hair 6.3.
down. 6.3. So that's good from 6.6, anyway,
right?
Go in the right direction.
I had a great question come in on Facebook that I didn't bring the hard copy down here. This came in last week from an old buddy, in quotes. I don't know what that meant, but ask Steve and Sherry, how long in your careers, what is the longest you've had a house sit on the market that didn't sell?
Oh, boy.
And I thought, what a great question. And it's like, you know, between the two of you and the experience you've had, you probably had one sitting around for quite a while.
I'd guess at least 2 years, probably one of my longest ones.
Yep.
Okay.
Probably pretty close to that. Yep.
Is that kind of the norm when you're looking at houses?
No, that's not the norm, and we don't like that either.
No, I was going to say, you guys are in a habit of quick turnaround.
You
get the job done.
But, you know, there's a lot of factors that go along with that. You know, interest rates, of course, are going to play a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just how strong or how weak our market is going to have a play in that. And then also what type of property that is sitting. Is it a very unique property that's going to take some time? Are we priced right, or are we just out of the ballpark? There's just a lot of factors that, you know, we as realtors have to look at in the big picture, and then, of course, let that information through to our clients. So, no, we don't like to let them sit, but it does happen.
How about cold feet? You get somebody that's going all in, and it's like you're just about there, and they say, you know what, thinking twice about this, I don't think I'm going to do it.
I think it definitely does happen.
Yeah.
And what I like to do is, I'm not a pushy seller at all. I like the property to sell itself. But, you know, I'll just explain, you know, I'm here to guide you through the process. You know, there are no stupid questions. So go ahead and shoot the questions at me. And, you know, most time the buyer is in a rental agreement, and they've probably rented many years, where I just point that out, that, you know, you could be gaining equity in a property instead of paying that rent to somebody. And, you know, sometimes that helps, sometimes it doesn't. So
is information key in your business? I mean, the more information you can provide a possible buyer is going to work to your advantage. I mean, I would think that's a key element.
Well, you hope so, and you hope you got most of the answers for people like that, too, because I think it adds more credibility back to what, you know, the big picture of working with them and trying to offer some advice. But ultimate decisions always have to lie with the seller or the buyer.
Sure.
You know, it is ultimately their decision to make.
Well, and I would guess in real estate, too, your experience helps, too. You know, in terms of answering questions, and do you get good at like anticipating what the questions are going to be, and go, okay, this is it. They're going to fire this one at me.
We do, and then even more so, we say, okay, here's the scenario that's going to happen. This is what we're working up to. But yeah, we try to handle all those as they get thrown at us. But
you've had a busy summer. You've had a good summer. You've had a lot of stuff, a lot of movement. Or it seems like it,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's been, you know, and there's been some new listings out there. We just put one on, well, the Loberg House in Wahpeton. It's got the swimming pool in the backyard. If you want to look at something that does look appealing right now, that one does.
Okay, all right.
On the golf course, too, of course. And you know,
that's a nice double whammy, a pool right on the golf course.
It is.
You know?
Yeah. You know, so when we were there kind of getting the house ready to go, some of the family members and grandkids were over swimming and just seemed right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, there's sometimes a home just feels right.
That's right.
You know? And again, with the new listings, too, they can just give you a call or drop in to your office if they have any questions. Somebody will be able to answer those.
Absolutely. And we try to do, you know, a fair amount of advertising on social media, and we always have our contact information on there as well.
I love the stuff that you can post, like the Facebook. I mean, you can see quite a bit of what the home's all about.
Perfect. It's working then.
Good stuff. Sherry, Steve, always great to have you in here. Have a good rest of the week, all right?
You do the same.
Thanks,
we'll talk next Tuesday. It's 9:15 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Stood still, and love was all.